evils of the Jews and the Christians that are mentioned, and we should also always remember Allah is mentioning it in the Quran Sharif so that we do not fall prey to those same mistakes. We do not follow the Jews and Christians, and we do not fall prey to the same mistakes. Here now Allah Ta'ala is explaining another evil of the Jews and the Christians which was found in them. وقالت اليهود والنصارى اور کہتے ہیں یہود اور نصارى each group of the Jews and the Christians they claim what do they claim نحن ابناء الله واحبا ہم بیٹے ہیں اللہ کے اور اس کے پیارے we are the children of Allah Ta'ala and we are the beloved of Allah Ta'ala each group of them claim that we are the beloved of Allah with the children of Allah Ta'ala and His beloved. And this in spite of the fact that they are far away from Sirat-i Mustaqim. They are involved in various types of sins and guna. And the worst type of gunas of associating partners with Allah Ta'ala, the belief in Trinity, etc., the belief that Isa al-Islam is the Son of God or He is God Himself, all these wrong beliefs they have. And they changed the Bible and the Torah and Injil also. They changed the verses, they changed the meanings, etc. In spite of that, they claim that they are the children of Allah Ta'ala and they are His beloved. On one occasion, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to the ulama of the Jews and he called them towards Islam, gave them the out of Islam. Upon that he said, O Muhammad, you are calling us to Islam, but we are the children of Allah and we are the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. On that this ayat was revealed to show that it isn't just claiming that you are the beloved of Allah or that you are of His favorite, etc., that makes you such. It is by your actions, your beliefs most important. And then your actions that you can become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. In yes, that is the ayat is revealed in the Quran Sharif, it is for us as Muslims also to take the lesson. Just because I have been like pious, I perform my five times namaz, for example, I make the out of Quran Sharif, etc., or that I take part in Jamaat work, or that I'm a Hafiz, I'm an Ali, or I belong to a certain family, and therefore I'm also the beloved of Allah. And normally in that case, a person becomes blind to his mistake. Other people see his mistakes openly, but he doesn't see his mistakes. And he thinks, I'm very good, and I'm the beloved of Allah. I'm his favorite. This is a very dangerous situation. When a person starts thinking that he is very beloved, and his eyes doesn't go to his mistake. On the other hand, that person who Allah opens his eyes to his mistakes, to his guna, that person becomes close to Allah. He in his own eyes, he feels, I am nothing whatsoever. I'm the worst sinner. I'm the worst person. But then he becomes the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. And from this ayat we learn, those who believe that we are the favorites of Allah Ta'ala, and we don't see our gunas, and we don't think about our gunas, those people are in a very dangerous position. So Allah Ta'ala, open our eyes to reality, realize who we are. And the criteria is to see whether we are our, first of all, our beliefs, whether they are there, and whether they are strong and good, and then our actions, whether they are correct, according to Quran and Hadith. Many people who are involved in various types of bid'at, innovation, and they are very much engaged in it. They also think they are very, that they are favorites of Allah, and He is beloved because they are reading all those wazifas, etc. But it might be all bid'ah. So whatever we do, we have to see according to Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif whether we are right or wrong. Not just that who we are, I'm a Hafiz, I'm an Alim, I belong to a certain family, etc. So I'm all right. No, we have to see to reality. May Allah give us all tawfiq and proper understanding.